Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 3, May brings forth the energy of the 7 for you, as well as hawk energy. So this month, you could really be asked to release the need for control. Don't try to force things this month. I would say be really open to what presents to you. And through that process, when we're open to what, you know, presents at the door, we can then use our discernment to decide what it is that we want to work with or what it is that we can work with instead of trying to force things. So again, this month is really going to ask you to break free from any rigid or strict sort of thought processes that keep you from seeing the bigger picture, that keep you from seeing beyond your own sort of scope, right? It opens the lens a little bit. And through that process can open us up to greater self-discovery, what we can learn about ourselves when, you know, we don't sort of exclude the external, forces, right? What's coming in from the outside. So this month, I would say definitely be open to what comes to you. And through that, you will likely find answers and solutions that you've been looking for. Anytime we move through a 7 cycle, we have the potential to really get those answers to those bigger questions that we've been asking. A lot of times, though, it's going to look very different than what we had hoped or wanted it to look or expected it to look like. And so that's where I say release that need for control. So if something presents to you and you initially just see it as not what you wanted, you could bypass the gold nuggets that are in that, whatever that is, right? But by using your discernment and really sitting with whatever this is, whatever comes in for you this month, you could find a lot of answers to your bigger questions. And again, learn something about yourself in the process. I would also say this month, you may find that what you quote unquote know may be challenged, right? So a lot of times with 7 energy, it brings to light where it is that we have been so hyper-focused on something that, you know, one of our beliefs or a value that we feel is, you know, ride or die type of thing. And the 7 energy has a way of sort of coming in and sort of opening us up to something bigger, right? Something more expansive, something outside of ourselves that we're also a part of, but that also brings in greater awareness. So again, this month, I think for you all is really going to be about seeing the bigger picture, right? Seeing a different way of doing something, not being so hyper-focused on logic and knowledge and again, what you know, but being open to learning new things and new experiences and gaining new wisdom, not only from your own experiences, but through understanding the experiences of others. So anytime we move through a 7 cycle, it's about going deeper, right? Getting to the truth of something. So you could very, very likely uncover the truth around a situation where maybe it's been a little bit clouded, but it's going to require of you to be open to that. Right. So again, if you're hyper focused on, you know, this is the way I've done it, I've always done it this way, I'm going to keep doing it this way, you are going to miss out on the other ways of doing it, right? That could actually be much more rewarding and much more fulfilling. So I would say definitely this is a time to not to be so over analytical, right? To not overthink things, to not be in that frame of mind of I'll believe it when I see it. But to really be like, okay, let me see what presents. Let me see how I can work with it. And let me see how I can incorporate it. And through that process, you will come up with bigger answers to a situation. And this could be around career, relationships, you know, anything. Anything where the seven needs to come in and do its work, it will come in and do its work. But there's some area that you may be, again, too rigid, too sort of hyper-focused on something that is not actually serving you. And the seven comes in to say, there's a bigger and better way to do this, and let me show you how. And it's interesting too, because you're going to be working with Hawk energy. And so again, with Hawk, you know, this is seeing things from a bigger, wider perspective, using your discernment, but definitely being open to the possibilities, being open to something unexpected being better than the expected. And so I would say definitely take your time before you take action on things this month. Because I do think that there's a lot of moving parts, right? There could be a lot of information coming in for you, a lot of very practical, logical information. And you're meant to take that and couple that with your inner knowing, your intuition, what you know to be true for yourself or what feels true for you, and then marry the two and create something from that. So this is definitely about getting out of any routine, not getting out of a routine, but anything that's a routine that's really keeping you stuck, where again, it's that mindset of, or that mentality of, this is the way I've always done it. It's always worked. So I'm going to keep doing it. But that doesn't mean that there's not something much bigger and much more expansive that can actually propel you forward in a much more fulfilling way. And the seven helps you to see that, as well as Hawk energy. So, I hope it's a beautiful, enlightening month for you all. Take care. Bye for now.